presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim and Kolo were reunited when the native boy was thrown into the same dungeon cell with his master. At a meeting of the staff officers of the Purple Triangle, Derek Bluger proposed to raise needed funds for financing the revolution by making Lynn Chalmers write a letter to her father asking for £10,000 as a contribution to the cause, in return for which it was understood Lynn would be set free. Late that night, as a sentry stood watching a window in Bluger's castle quarters, a small metal tube was dropped at his feet. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. The Chinese sentry picks up the metal tube. Then, glancing around to make sure he is not observed, he makes his way inside the castle. Once inside, he silently goes to the door of the room from which the metal tube was thrown. There, he softly knocks at the door.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, Missy.
What's the matter? Didn't you get the tube?
Oh, yes, Missy.
Then what's happened? Were you seen picking it up?
No, Missy.
Did you do what I told you to?
No, Missy.
Why not? Wasn't the man you were to give it to where he was supposed to be?
I'm not knowing, Missy. I'm not looking, too.
You didn't look for it?
No, Missy. I coming here at once.
But you agreed this afternoon
yes,
that you...
Missy, you're quite right. I agree to give metal tube to man waiting at far end of sentry post. But that was this afternoon.
Oh, I see. You're afraid you'll be caught. All right, coward. Give me back the metal tube. I can get somebody else to do this little job for me.
No, no. I will give it to man at end of sentry post.
Then hurry down there at once. The man yet to contact may not wait. Why did you waste time coming up here?
I'll not waste time, Missy. I come for money, you promised.
Oh, afraid I wouldn't pay you. Very well. Here's the $10 I said I'd give you.
American dollar?
Yes, of course, American dollars. You don't need to worry. They aren't counterfeit.
American dollar no good, Missy. Wants money in Chinese dollar.
But that means 20 Chinese dollars.
Yes, Missy.
Raising the ante, are you?
Wants money in Chinese dollar, Missy.
Well, I won't give it to you, you double-crossing lemon paste. Hand over my metal cube.
Missy no give me money in Chinese dollar?
I should say not.
Then I give metal tube to Most High Superior.
It's very important that this metal tube is delivered for me. Of course, you guessed that and decided to jack up your price. All right, you've got me in a spot. I'll pay you the 20 Chinese dollars. Here.
Many, many thanks, Missy. We'll deliver metal tube as agreed.
Then hurry.
Yes, Missy, I hurry.
Hold me up with threats, Billy. I'll fix him.
Down in the dungeon cell, Jungle Jim and Kolo are discussing the situation in which they find themselves.
What we do now, Quan Jim?
And that's what we've got to plan, Kolo. We're in a tougher spot here than I was when Shanghai Lil had me in that wickerwork guest house of hers back in Burawani.
Yes, it was.
Back there, I was able to look see all over her plantation from ourselves. The Reverend and I were able to get out because while he worked, I stood guard. Then he stood guard while I worked.
Kolo, look for you, Quan.
No, I know you would, old-timer, but it wouldn't do us any good. The Reverend and I were in a jail with a thatched roof. It was very easy to cut our way through. But boy, we'd need dynamite to blast our way out here.
Where we get dynamite, Quan Jim?
We can't get any around here even if we wanted to, which we don't. You don't realize, Kolo, that if we tried to blast this dungeon open, we'd blast ourselves into pieces with it.
Kolo, no light. What we do, Quan? How we get out?
The only way I can figure it, Kolo, is to get out one at a time.
Kolo, no savvy, Quan.
Well, you told me Derek Bluger tried to bribe you to join his army, remember?
Yes, it was.
All right. You refused because you were loyal to me. Now, if we could make Bluger think you had turned against me and were willing to join him, he'd let you out. Savvy?
Yes, it was. Kolo, savvy. When Bluger let you out...
Well, that would have to be worked out. Later, perhaps, you could make him think that you wanted to torture me, to get even with me.
Yes, Yitzhak.
Then he'd let you come down here alone, see?
Yes, Yitzhak.
You see, Kolo, the reason I want you out of here is so that you can be free to run around the camp and tell me how it's laid out and all about it.
Yes, Yitzhak.
Then we can plan my escape, and I hope how we can capture this Derek Bluger and take him back alive.
Yes, Yitzhak. We fixed.
It's just about time for that fat Oriental Lin Pu to make his rounds. Now, when he does, we'll start a fight. I'll pretend I'm good and sore at you and stalk you.
Yes, sir.
Then you tell him you're not going to be on my side anymore. Savvy?
Kolo, savvy.
And by that time, Lin Pu will have run up to see what's the matter. And you ask him to take you to Bluger. You want to join his army.
Maybe he say no.
Well, that's the chance we've got to take. If he says no, then we'll have to figure out something else.
Here, Lin Pu, son.
Yes, get the Kolo. Here's someone that's a poke at you. This is going to hurt me as much as it does you, old timer. But I've got to do it.
Why, you double-faced, two-timey monkey, you. You can't get away with that. I'll teach you. Take that.
Stop fighting. Don't you hear? Stop fighting. Now, what goes on here? Stop fighting, Bradley. Yen-Sing, come here. Open that door, Yen-Sing. Separate prisoners. Here, stop that.
Hey, why couldn't you mind your own business, you fat rice eater? This was a private fight. And as soon as you go, I'll finish it.
Black man, what happened here?
I tell White One, I no like be on him side. Stay here in jail. Want to be on side you, White One, no like.
You bet I didn't. After all I've done for you, I picked you up in the jungle, clothed and fed you, educated you, and several times saved your miserable life. And this is the way you repay me.
So, a black man wants to join Purple Triangle Army?
Yes, it one.
Yeah, the pupil has more sense than his teacher.
Yeah? That's what you think?
Yes, and more than that, I'm very sure of it. To have tried to make the black man a disciple of your misguided belief was, of course, inevitably futile.
Who says so?
The wise Lo Tzu, he say, who is there who can make muddy water clear? But if allowed to remain undisturbed, it becomes clear of itself. Your countryman, our most high superior, Derek Bluger, has learned wisdom of saying...
Oh, has he?
When black man first arrived, he refused to join Purple Triangle. Did Most High Superior try to argue or persuade?
How do I know?
He did not. He allowed black man opportunity here for meditation. You see, result.
Yeah. Well, you can have this black boy. I don't want him. And I shouldn't think you'd want anybody that was once lined up against you.
Purple Triangle Army is made up of those who have been converted from other beliefs. It does not matter what man was or thought. It's only important he is converted to cause.
Yeah? Well, how do you know Kolo won't turn on you the way he has on me?
Bring black man with us, Yen-Sing.
At once, General Info. Calm you.
We do not know Mr. Bradley, but we are prepared for him to prove disloyal one time.
What? You're expecting Kolo to double-cross you once?
Not exactly expecting, but if he so desires, we are powerless to prevent him from doing so. Is that not true?
Well?
However, we can be certain there will be no second disloyal act.
Oh, you can. How?
The firing squad will assure us of that.
Next morning, Derek Bluger calls a special staff meeting. As usual, Shanghai Lil and Lin Pu are among those present.
Well, Lin Pu, what is Nibs calling us together for this morning?
Shanghai Lil, that is not the way to speak of our most high superior.
Oh, I apologize. This isn't quite the place to speak of Derek in such terms because of his idolizers. But just the same, it's the way.
How can you speak so disrespectfully of one whom the men almost worship?
I can answer that in the words of one of your ancestors, Lin Pu. The saying is, no image maker worships the gods. He knows what they are made of.
Nevertheless, you will modify your words when General Bluger arrives.
It all depends on the mood I'm in. Oh, there's someone I want to see. I'll be back with you in a minute, Lin Pu.
Very well, Shanghai.
Sentry?
Yes, Missy.
Did you give that cube to that man as you agreed?
Missy would like to know, eh?
I wouldn't ask if I didn't, would I?
How much does Missy want to know?
Another holdup, eh? How much can I be sure you're telling the truth?
Give me $5 more. I prove I tell the truth. But you must give it right away.
All right. Come out in the hall, away from this crowd. Here's $5 Chinese dollars.
Now tell me what happened to that metal tube.
At end of sentry post, I turn. I throw tube behind me. Man's voice say he got tube. Will fasten to pigeon's leg and let fly.
You know what he was to do, all right. But how can I be sure that that conversation took place and that you did give him the tube?
Look, Missy, man give me this.
Oh, a band from the pigeon's leg.
Yes, yes, Missy. Missy, see, I do like she tell.
You did the job, but your price was too high.
What else, Missy, want?
Stay outside this door for a minute. I'll be wanting you again.
Staff meeting will come to order. Where's the Thomas girl, Linfo?
She has been sent for our most high superior.
Ah, good. Ah, there you are, Lil. I was wondering what was keeping you.
A little business which may be of interest to you, Derek.
Yeah?
You made a speech the first day I came here in which you made your soldiers swear allegiance to you.
Yeah?
On the penalty of death for treachery.
Well?
Do you really mean to execute any one of your men convicted of being a traitor?
I most certainly do. You know someone who has proved false to the oath of allegiance?
Yes.
Who is it? Name the man.
I'll show him to you. Come in here, sentry. General Blücher wants you.
Most high superior.
Hang on, Lil. Is this the man you accuse of treachery?
Yes, he's betrayed you, Derek.
You lie, Missy. Most high superior, Master White Missy is traitor. She
must... Search him, Derek.
Linfo, search the sentry. Take your rifle away from him.
No, got nothing. Nothing, Saul. Nothing. The most high superior. The sentry has 25 Chinese dollars in his pocket.
White Missy, give me money. You bet I did, sentry, to test you. That's my $25. Give it to me.
You? What does this mean, Lil?
It means something I've been trying to get through your head for some time. Your boys aren't as loyal as you think.
Take him away, Yensing. See that the prisoner is executed at once.
But most high...
Keep quiet, traitor. Money was found on you, and Shanghai Lil gave it to you to test you. Take him away, Yensing.
Come along, sentry.
You know I do this.
Shut up, you fool. I told you the price was too high.
Most high superior, here, girl prisoner.
Silence!
What do you want with me now, Mr. Blücher? I suppose you're anxious to have this letter I've written to my father.
No, that's just what I sent for you about. You won't need to ask your father for money just yet.
What? You're not going to ask.
What do you mean, Derek? I thought you were Stony Broke.
I just received word from Chan Hu at Shanghai that he's raised $50,000 from sympathizers here and abroad.
Wonderful, my most high superior. Wonderful. When will our great uprising take place?
It has already started. Open that window, Linfo.
Yes, most high superior.
There goes our air squadron. All but one plane, which we will use as our headquarters.
When are we starting out, Derek?
At once. Men, report to your companies and stand by for orders.
Most High Superior.
What is it, Linfo?
One of the leaders has turned back and is landing.
Engine trouble, most likely. But all planes were checked okay.
Must be catching.
What do you mean?
All your warbirds have the pip. They're all turning back and landing.
What?
It couldn't be a mutiny, could it, Derek?
Why has the air fleet turned back? Is this mutiny? The adventures you have just heard dramatized are pictured in full color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, the big Comic Weekly, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Judge Piffle, Skippy, Bringing Up Father, the Katzenjammer Kids, Toots and Casper, Barney Google, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. Don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.